So, brother, you're looking dead. But seriously, you look paler than usual. You need to get better at hunting for prey. Abstaining from humans isn't doing you any good. How about I teach you sometime? You're always walking around and doing nothing. You've lost your edge. Tonight, we could catch someone and play with them a little, don't you think? I'll charm the guy, and you can attack him. Then we can both feast. I know you can get a little shy, even around those insignificant human pests, so I'll do all the talking. You're welcome. You'll just follow me and our victim around for maybe 20 minutes. Think that's too much for ya? It'll be fun. Come on. It'll be a change from your usual night walks and reading books. I know you mostly prefer to buy blood from slaughterhouses, but you gotta drink human blood sometime. You don't know what it's like to be a vampire anymore. To slightly seduce your prey with our romantic vampire eyes. And then hear their blood-curdling cries for help as they realize their last mistake. Ugh, I'm getting so excited thinking about it now. You, on the other hand, mostly look disturbed. Looks like you're scared. Bawk, 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 bawk. That's more like it. You're so stubborn sometimes, so I had to resort to teasing you. It was a little weird to see you angry just now. It's cute how you get angry over my playful teasing. You'll flash your teeth at your own sister, but not a filthy human. What a strange boy. You need to kill a human to get your mind back at the right place. You might not like our victim being a guy, but don't worry. I'll go in for a bite while kissing his neck. And while he's frozen in horror, that's when you come in. I want you to kill him. I'm assuming you don't want to have too much fun with the guy, making him run while he bleeds out, like a chicken with its head cut off. Besides, it'll be your first human in a while, so we want him to have the most blood in him as possible. I'll pick the healthiest looking specimen for us to devour. It's why I keep myself in shape, you know? You gotta give them something to look at while you lure them to their deaths. Sucking blood from hot flesh feels so great. You'll get hooked on it as soon as you try it again. How long has it been since you've had your last human catch? Right. I especially love it when the victim is scared in their last moments. It makes for an even better catch. I could never kill someone in their sleep. Not that I have a moral problem with it. It's just no fun, you know? I know you're not ready for this kind of thing yet, but let me tell you, one of my favorite things to do to a guy is playfully bite him or kiss his arms up and down. I'll watch him get either all bashful or overly prideful. Depends on the guy. And then sink my fangs into his flesh, watching the blood literally flush out his face while I suck him dry. All while keeping eye contact and smiling as if nothing's wrong. What? Why are you looking at me like that, brother? You're the weird one here, if that doesn't sound fun. We're vampires after all. It's natural. You could do the same thing to a girl, you know. We're a hot family. We could get anyone we like. It's so fun watching them try to squirm away. I like watching them get caught off guard. Never in their life would they think a dainty girl like myself could throw them a couple feet in the air and cruelly tatter up their body like a cat playing with a bird. Like how an alien versus predator. The predators treat killing weaker species as a sport. I relate to that so much. It's like a game, really. I just feel like I'd connect with you better if we had fun like this. We are family. I want to talk to my brother like he's actually my brother, so take a nap. At 2 a.m., we're going down to that nightclub and seducing our lunch. Or, well, dinner. We'll get him to walk away from the front. Maybe get him behind a dark alley. And then we'll ravage him after I kiss his neck. Poor guy won't know just what's in store for him.